quack, 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 quack,
hello everyone and welcome back to D5 the Mighty Ducks, where we look back at the 1994 Disney hockey sequel, D2 the Mighty Ducks, 5 minutes at a time. I'm your host Blake, and on the line is a new person to the show, Tabitha Carletto. Tabitha, how are you doing?
I'm doing good. Good, happy to be here.
Yeah, welcome to D5.
I like this movie.
Well, you—it's funny. You were like a last-minute addition to our cast this year, which I'm happy to have you on. I'm not gonna lie, this is cool. I don't have many females that I record with, so having another female on this season is great.
Thank you. Well, I'm glad you asked.
No problem.
I watched this movie a lot growing up. So it's good to watch it again.
It's like you knew my first question. I always ask everybody, "What's your history with this movie?"
I lost you.
I said, what's your history with this movie?
Hello. Okay. So my sisters and I used to watch this all the time. This one and the first one. And we knew all the lines. And I hadn't... it's been a long time since I watched it. And I actually watched it here, I think, within the last year. Before prepping for the show, I'm like, we need to watch Mighty Ducks again. Watch it with the kids. I hadn't watched it with my kids at all. And I was like, oh, I forgot about that. Oh, I forgot about that. Oh, yeah, I loved the Bash Bros so much when I was growing up. And so it's good to watch it again.
That's good. That's good. And we jump in right at the Flying V is happening, which... it was funny. I was watching it in order, and I'm like, wow, we're cutting right in the middle of the Flying V, and that's weird. That's strange how that worked out. So.
Yeah, but we get to see them make the goal.
Yes, we do.
And, yeah.
I noted one thing here. I was trying to figure out. Russ and Jan, they have not met each other yet. Yet they're standing next to each other in a crowd. I'm not quite sure how that works, like, at all. There's no reason for them to know each other at this point. So
that's true. I hadn't thought about that, but that's true. Yeah. Yeah. And Coach Bombay is back after being a big jerk.
Yes.
So that's good.
Then we've been obsessed with the newspapers, and I do love the fact that whoever decided to have this headline, we finally have a color photo of Team USA. This is the first time we've done this all movie. Yay. But Flying V soars over Germany. But again, the funniest thing about this, and we've been joking about this the entire run, is the hilariousness of the other articles going on in this paper. Because it's obvious that no one expected anyone to pause this movie. Because there's just something of a scheduled hearings going on the right column, which makes zero sense to this movie whatsoever. So, figure.
Funny. I'm trying to get back to the paper here and look at the...
Yeah, we've been having fun with this all season. It's been hilarious because it's been fun. Such nonsense for no reason. The highlight for me, though, was when Kyle Crane was on it. He literally just read the entire thing word for word. So that was fun.
Very nice.
Hang on 1 second. My son is walking up here.
Can I have a can of ravioli in my cabinet, please? I don't mind. Is anyone there to warm it up for you?
Huh?
Is anyone here to warm it up for you? Okay, as long as you're doing. Mwah, go. Are you done in a little bit? Take your meds?
Before we...
Go take your meds.
Sorry, my son came up to ask me a question.
No, that's okay. Before we start back, am I cutting out for you at all?
Not at all.
Because every once in a while you're cutting out for me. So,
not whatsoever.
Okay. All right.
And I can always edit around. It's okay. Not a big problem.
Okay.
I've had worse recording sessions than this, so don't worry. So
okay. Okay.
There was one episode where we couldn't get a connection for anything, and we had to do like record over Skype on my phone. That's how bad it was. Like, so trust me.
Oh wow.
This is nothing compared to that day. So anyway, where were we? Oh yeah, we were at the paper. The highlight of this season has been Kyle Crane breaking down the ridiculousness of the paper in this movie. So I just want to note that for anyone who missed that earlier in this season. Oh yeah, yeah.
Funny.
So
yeah,
let's move on to a scene that. Okay, so recently I recorded an episode of Bat Minute, and on that episode we were talking about in Batman Forever the scene where Jim Carrey. The Riddler, is talking to Two-Face and putting the thing on his head and saying, this is your brain in the box. This is your brain not in the box. Any question? And they did not understand that joke. They didn't get it. They didn't know the reference.
Yeah.
They didn't understand why it was funny.
Yep. And it's very classic, you know, to our childhood, to our growing up, the whole brain on drugs trope. So yeah, so this was perfect to how it was at the time, because I know it was supposed to be you know, just kind of a wake-up call, but I do feel like everybody just kind of like it just became, if there were memes back in that time, it would have been some kind of meme.
I didn't even think of that. That's so true.
Yeah, it's because so everybody funny. Made fun of it. Yeah,
yes, memes before there were memes.
Yep.
Well, here is it a distraction, and it's a ridiculously big cutout of him dressed in Hendrix gear. I'd love to know where he got that. That's fantastic.
Yep.
And
I like how he says this is a fire in a barrel instead of just like this is a fire. This is a distraction. This is a fire. This is a distraction in a fire. It's this is a fire in a barrel. This is a distraction in a fire in a barrel. And I like how they really just draw that out.
Oh, it makes for a funnier joke, and it goes with the whole this is your brain on drugs thing. So that's where it works.
Yeah.
Oh, so fun. I love that.
Yeah, that's one of those things where you wonder how many takes. You know, they have to do so that he says it right. You know, this is a distraction, you know, in a fire in a barrel. Like, how many times you have to... It becomes a tongue twister, you know, after how many takes you have to do with it, I would think.
And I'm going to confess something here. Until I broke down this movie for this, I always thought he was saying firing barrel, not fire in a barrel. Like, I thought...
How funny.
That's what he was saying for years. I had no idea what he was saying.
It's funny when you watched movies later on. I don't remember what I thought that was when I was a kid, but there's a lot of things. Songs, too. Uh-huh. I'm like, oh, that's what it is.
That song's so dirty now. I didn't realize how dirty that song was.
That is also true.
We went through that. Actually, we went through that in this movie. I think it was Whoop, There It Is. That is a song in this movie. This is the first movie it's ever in. And if you listen to that words of that song, it is such a dirty song. Like, it's so dirty. Like, oh my God. But it's in this kids movie. And it's a sports anthem. Like, it's one of those songs.
Yep. If it's on Jock Jams, can it be bad? I don't know.
That's saying a lot. Oh, the logic there. That's fantastic. Yeah. Jock Jam. Thank you so much for bringing that up. I haven't heard thought of that in years.
Oh my gosh. I think I still have my Jock Jam CD from when I was in college. I think these Mighty Ducks movies were kind of the introduction to a lot of those sports, you know, songs. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I guess I went to school basketball games and whatnot, but the band played a lot. So there wasn't a lot of you know, just other music playing. So, you know, I can't hear We Are the Champions without thinking of Mighty Ducks.
Oh, and yeah.
So, you know, those types of songs.
No, I get you. I get you. 100%. I definitely do have my I have my ESPN albums somewhere in my album collection somewhere. I don't know where those are. It's probably in the basement, which we're cleaning during spring break this year. So I will find them and I will actually put them up somewhere because they're at the You know, I haven't thought about those albums in a long, long time.
Yeah, you got to put it on while you're cleaning out your basement as a little pep up motivation.
There are people out there younger that have no idea what we're talking about. That's the best part. They have no idea at all. Mm-hmm. What the ESPN?
I know, they're like, what's a CD?
Yeah. Just so people know, ESPN at one time decided we're going to release CDs of music, of sports music. They had like 10 of these albums out there eventually. Like, it got ridiculous. But it got played on the radio. There was a jock jam that got played on the radio. Like, I couldn't believe it.
Right.
That's how popular these were.
Right.
Hey, yeah. So, anyway, we get back here.
Yeah.
And we are doing back to basics training, which is cool to watch. I'm not going to lie. We haven't done that this entire movie. We haven't done a good training montage in this movie.
Mm-hmm.
And a good old-fashioned Gordon monologue.
Yes.
So.
Yep. Yeah. So the... Stacking up those cans has to take forever.
It's like you have it's in my notes. That is literally in my notes. Like, how many times did he have to do this in canon in this movie? And it didn't even work. Like, it didn't really work at all.
I know. He probably should have just used some cones, and it would have been a lot quicker.
Yeah, I know. It's hysterical when you realize how long he does. It's literally three rows up and around like a V. I don't understand the design, but we're doing a V, apparently. Yeah. So.
Yeah, well, Flying V, Mighty Ducks, Flying
valid,
V.
Valid.
Yeah.
Jan is obsessed with everything being duck-related.
That's true. Probably could have just done like one row or one little wall of it if you wanted to use the cans.
Oh, yeah. Oh, I'm sorry. It's four rows. It's not even three. It's four. Like, I'm sorry. Just realized it and I paused it again.
I know. It took way too much
of an effort to do that. You know, like, too effort. Yeah. And he keeps doing it. Like, I don't understand why you keep doing it.
Well, I guess eventually it works for him, so
that's good.
Oh, it's not even four. It's, let's say, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7.
Oh God, it's even worse than I thought.
It's worse. 7.
That's more ridiculous. Oh, yeah.
That's a lot.
Well,
maybe
John
didn't have anything else to do, and so this was a good way to keep him busy.
So true.
And,
Oh, yeah. That's funny. That's very funny. Well, he's in the background of this, he's too busy making their jerseys that they're going to be wearing later. That's a scene for another time. I still don't understand when he had the time to make those jerseys. In the context of this movie.
Yeah.
But anyway.
Now, this movie came out after The Sandlot, right?
Yes, it did.
Yeah. So I probably realized it at some point in my life, but watching it again, prepping for this, I was like, oh, I didn't realize Benny from The Sandlot was in this movie. I just didn't put it together. I'm like, oh, hey. Maybe that's why he can't skate. He just needs to go play baseball.
wrong franchise. Yes, wrong franchise.
Yeah.
That is
a little
funny.
Crossover.
That is very, very funny. But one thing, by the way, I missed it. There was a note I had right before we got to the hands. They were watching the video. We've been making comparisons here to The Miracle on Ice throughout this movie because it feels like they're doing their own version. Uh-huh. And recently I was watching Miracle, and I was only watching them watching the film of Soviet. It's exactly like them here, where they're watching themselves play Iceland. That's exactly what they're doing.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Interesting. So they did kind of a callback to it.
Exactly. Half this movie is callbacks to The Miracle on Ice if you fully pay attention to it. Like, we've learned that as we watch this movie through.
Yeah, I never thought about that. Very interesting.
Yep. It's been my theory this entire run that Iceland is just in the place of the Soviets because they didn't want to do Russian because we're right out of the Cold War. They didn't want to do the Russians in this movie.
Right.
That's what it is. It's the exact same story.
Yeah. Very cool. So, yeah, I didn't realize that.
Yep.
Very nice.
I'm amused watching Goldberg on a treadmill, which is funny to me. I'm not quite sure why. Goldberg on a treadmill makes me laugh.
I always like Goldberg and Averman.
Yeah, Goldberg and Averman working out together is funny to me. And I'm why. Like, them working out together makes me laugh.
Yeah, so. It's I don't know how much time they have between games for all of this and for them to get in shape and do their back to basics, you know, like, is all of this happening and they're getting better and they're getting on track in a matter of, like, 2 days, you know, or how much time do you think is
You know what? The time in this movie is weird because I don't understand this tournament. Like, I've been trying to figure this tournament out as we're going on, and this tournament makes no sense. Like, there's games, and then there's not games, and then they have a game versus Russia coming up still. So, technically, there could be at least, like, maybe a day or two between the Germany and the Russia game. Maybe.
Okay.
And then they have Iceland. So, I'm guessing maybe they had a day off or two to recoup, because they were playing a lot of games back-to-back. So, maybe they had, like, a 1 or 2 day break. And that would make sense here.
Yeah.
So, that's the only thing I could think of. Because looking at it, they had what they explained to us, the first Iceland game and then the Germany game were back-to-back days. They were on back-to-back days. So, I think, if I'm basing it on my knowledge of the World Juniors, when they have back-to-back days, they give the team 2 days off. So, if that's what they're doing here, that makes sense.
Okay.
So that's just my knowledge.
Two days to get it together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And in you know what? In this team, they're used to that. So.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah. They're used to Coach Bombay, like, messing up and then coming back in at the last minute to whip them into shape.
Yeah, the Coach Bombay story might just be the exact same story that we did in the last movie. Just, like, turned up a notch.
I think so. Yep. Yeah, I agree.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Jumping on a treadmill with somebody else, I am sure that I would trip over someone's feet and
fall. That is so dangerous!
Whether I was the person behind or the person in the front, I know that I would trip and fall.
Yeah, that might be one of the more dangerous things they're doing here. Like, why are they doing that? Like, why was that a good idea at all? I do love how Goldberg did yell, lead and mean, lead and mean. That is such a great Goldberg line reading.
Yep, so, it's good.
I think this is supposed to be a callback to the first movie where they're shooting on Goldberg when he was tied to the net, except there was no ropes this time. I think that's pretty much what that was right afterwards.
Yeah.
I'll accept that.
Yep, no, I agree.
So then we cut to the locker room. And can I say, I love the turnaround with the team, and now everybody likes to hang out with each other. We're like, earlier in the movie, they're like playing pranks and maybe kind of bonding, and now they're all hanging out.
Yep, I agree.
So
I agree, I like that.
And they don't want to leave Banks out, so that's cool. But Banks is dealing with his own issues. More proof to me that there has to be some time off between games, because Gordon would not have noticed this injury if they had a game in between all this. So.
Yeah, his poor wrist.
Yes, which I'm not quite sure.
He's definitely been all about, you know, the scout seeing him. From the first movie on, you know, everything's been about trying to get to the professional level. And so, where some people seem like, you know, they're just playing because they really love hockey. He really wants to be professional, whether he loves hockey or not. You know, as much as the other ones, I don't know, but he really wants to be professional. So, it's definitely understandable how this is so heartbreaking, his injury.
I respect that. I can 100% respect how he looked at things. But hold on. He's wearing 99. That's Gretzky's number. Like, he must know the game if he wants to wear 99. He knows how good he is. So.
Yeah.
But, yeah. I'm no physical trainer, but I don't know if this is how you check and see if someone's wrist may or may not be broken. Like, I don't think this is how this works.
Right. Right. Let me see if I can damage your wrist some more. And we'll go from there.
Yeah, this is a dangerous, like, game of chicken. Because he's trying to have Adam prove to him that his wrist, they hand him a stick, and he asks him to turn it. And this is a dangerous game of chicken, because if Adam really, really wanted to keep going, he'd turn it and hurt himself more. You know?
Yeah. Yep.
It's dangerous. Yeah. It's a gutsy move. It's really gutsy.
That it is.
Yeah,
that
so. It is. I like the detail, though.
Coach does a good pep talk.
Yes.
With him as far as parents and, you know, his parents being proud of him no matter what. And
I do like this because it brings back Gordon's relationship from his dad, too, which we don't hear much about in this movie. So I appreciate that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah,
it's good. And I don't remember later in the movie if it shows Adam's dad or not. I don't remember, but
I have to pay attention later on. I think
I don't remember if his. Yeah, and I don't remember if his dad was his dad more of an understanding guy, or is this kind of a pep talk, and his dad would be kind of stressed and grumpy if he wasn't.
Based on the first movie, he seemed to understand that his kid just wanted to play hockey, and he by the end of the first movie, he was understanding. Okay, he's a Duck. He's cool with this. He was actually in Duck colors, came to the championship game, which is a big deal for him because he's a former Hawk. So I don't see. I think Adam puts more pressure on himself than his dad does. I think that's what it is here.
Yeah.
I think that's all it is. He's adding more pressure than he actually is getting from his dad. So.
Yeah. Adam definitely seems like he's the perfectionist type. You know, and yeah, wants to please his dad, wants to please himself, wants to get into, you know, move on professionally, and that's a lot of pressure.
Yeah, especially on, and at the end of the day, he's a kid. Like, you guys, I think sometimes we forget how young these kids in this storyline actually are. Like, they're still kids. Like, they're like 8th grade.
Yeah.
Like, 7th to 8th grade.
Yep.
Like, that's really young.
Yeah. 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 Yeah, no, it is. I think it's a reality. I think it's true. You know, there's a lot of kids out there that are, you know, kids that are in this position that are talented and are hoping to be, you know, professional, and just the pressure and the time and the energy, you know, and everything that you put into it. You know, I think it definitely rings true to people.
That's a good point. And we do, and it's only one kid on this team, which is nice to have. Like, Adam has his own, like, continued story throughout all three movies. Like, he is the best player. He wants to be the best player, and he wants to be in the pros. That has literally been a thing we're going to talk about all three movies. So, at least they got that right.
Yeah. Yep.
Trust me, I have a lot of issues about the third movie, but at least the Adam Banks storyline is consistent. Like,
I haven't seen the third movie in so long, I don't even remember what it was about now. I'm sure I saw it when I was younger, but recently I just watched the first and second.
Yeah, they start high school.
Okay.
I'm trying to not watch it again until I get done with this movie. But, like, they go to high school and they get a new coach. Like, that's the pop ends in my brain every time I think of that movie.
Okay.
So.
Okay. Yeah, I'll have to rent that one.
Yeah. Well,
check that one out.
I, And this has been a continuous thing all season. I would say go watch it on Disney Plus, but you can't till January. So,
oh, that's true.
No, yeah, trust me, I've been on that all season.
Yeah,
I'm still really mad at them for that. I really am. Yeah. Really mad about that. It made this season so much more difficult.
You just have to go watch Baby Yoda and make yourself happy again.
Yes, I'm saying though, this season would have been so much easier if it was just on Disney Plus. So much simpler.
Yeah, that's true.
Anyway, Adam is going to go get his CAT scan, and he is in practice, which I appreciate the fact that they let him skate. Like, he's there. He's not doing anything, but he's there.
Yeah. Yep. They probably said don't skate, and he's just doing it anyways.
Yeah, true. And Mendoza is Mendoza. He's just falling a lot still. Like.
Yeah.
So, that is that.
And he'll get it.
He will get there when he need it the most. He will figure this out. I just realized they're playing tug of war with sticks, which is weird. That's a weird one. You would forget. That's weird.
I've got just one moment. I'm getting back to that spot.
No problem.
Oh, they are.
They're playing tug of war with sticks.
Yeah, I hadn't even thought about them playing tug of war with sticks.
I don't understand that at all. So, back to the newspaper. And before I even get down to the Team USA headline, it says baseball owners seem sweeping changes. Like, what year is this? What are we doing? Sure. So then we go down to the USA Downs, Canada, and it says Marx Brothers, no, Bash Brothers. Okay, that Bash is an Brothers. Awful headline.
It is.
What is that?
It is. But they are funny. Well, because they're kind of funny, too. Maybe that's what they're referring to. I think they're just trying to play on the brothers part.
True. But it's just so bad. That's a terrible headline.
It is bad. It is. But I like them so much. They were so fun.
Oh, no, they're fantastic.
When I was growing up, I know, we used to play, like roller hockey in the street when I was a teenager. And after I saw this movie, the first movie, too, I don't know, my aggressiveness in playing probably... And me and my sister, we would always just like imitate them.
That's
and
funny.
It was good times.
That's really, really funny. I'm not gonna lie. Looking at the side here. I will have to see if these scores line up, because there's like legit like NBA and NHL scores at the top of these data today. Like legit scores. I'll have to see if those line up one of these days.
I did just
pause
research.
It, and it does say like many persons staged at this scene. Like this has nothing to do with anything. Nothing to do with anything at all. But the important part is Iceland lost to the Russians. That's important. Because now they're tied in the
important.
Standings. Again, I don't understand this tournament at all. Like, don't understand this tournament. Ay-yay. Such a confusing tournament. Like.
Go ahead. No, it's just as aggressive as Iceland is, it's hard to believe that they'd lose to anybody.
Exactly. And my whole problem is actually thinking about this right before we came on, because I was reviewing the minutes before we came on. And I was like, wait. So if we're basing this on what they're trying to do with it's kind of their own miracle story, Iceland should not lose, like, at all until they face the USA. But because they had to have Iceland beat USA in this weird, like, round-robin tournament thing, which I guess is based on points, I guess. They haven't explained that at all. So if that's how it is, and Team USA and Iceland are now tied in the standings, again, don't understand it, but apparently that means they have to fight for the championship, but I don't get it. Like, I don't understand this tournament. It doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Ay-yay. I've been having problems with this. I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Yeah. I was just reading here, too, and it doesn't make sense.
Go ahead.
Many persons feel at this is forthcoming, but it now becomes knowledge, but now becomes common knowledge that there is pressure from feel at this is forthcoming, forthcoming.
See what I mean? It's what we're talking about.
I guess they got a typo there. It's probably supposed to be that, but so they funny. Need to get it together.
There has only been one time in this whole movie that the article had anything to do with anything, and that was the very first one at the very beginning where they were showing us this pretty much the article that was based on the first movie. Like that's the only thing that made any sense on the newspapers. So.
Yep. Because in the first sentence, like down at the very bottom below, it says USA Today, it says, thus at this conference, like, they started the article with the word thus.
What is that? Oh, this was not... It's things like that. Yeah. They were not meant to pause and read it. That's all it was. I keep reminding myself that sometimes.
I feel like... I think if I was part of making a movie and this was any part of my arena, I would have so much fun with trying to make up fake news.
Exactly.
You know,
have some
stuff and
this.
making it look real but yet silly, you know, and because, well, definitely in today's world, you know, people pause and read those things without VCR lines, you know,
Jiggling
over top of it. So I definitely would have some fun with it.
Exactly. It's a different world now, though. Like, now people would have fun with it. It would be, they would throw in, like, Easter eggs for no reason in the articles.
Right. Like, right.
Stuff that makes no sense.
Yeah, and I look for Easter eggs and those types of things.
Exactly. Yeah. That's what we do. That's kind of what we do now.
Yep.
Oh, man.
Yep.
So, we cut to Gordon's office, and the hilariousness on Gordon's face when Charlie walks in with Russ is so funny. Like, oh, really?
Yeah.
This is the guy we're dealing with now?
This kid.
Yes, this kid. Like,
yeah.
He's been taunting us all tournament, and now here he is in my office.
Yep.
Oh,
and I think
gosh.
This is the first movie that I'd ever seen Kenan Thompson in. I don't know history-wise what else he was in before this, but
you know
I
what?
Think this was the first.
You know why? This is the first movie he's ever been in.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
So
you're not
the
only one that didn't know that. You're not the only one. Yes. This is his first credit.
Yeah.
Right here. Like.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I figured he was probably in more stuff in things before this.
Yes, I did the same thing. Everybody has had the same reaction you have when I said that. Like, everybody. Because this is his very first role. Before he did any TV, before anything else, he was a duck.
Interesting. Very nice.
Yes. So.
Yeah.
Go figure, right?
Yeah.
So.
Yep.
All right. Well, that's the end of our five. Any other thoughts on this movie while you're here?
I don't know. Not from what I said at the beginning, probably. But, I really liked it. I obviously don't remember the third movie, but I like the first two movies. I like this movie.
You know what?
And I
have to have you back next season just so you can watch the movie again. We'll have to do that. We'll
definitely watch it. Yeah, maybe by then it'll be on Disney Plus, and then I can... Okay, I can watch it.
It should be.
I really like it.
It should be on Disney Plus when we record for next season. So don't worry. It will be there.
I really appreciate you having me on.
Oh, no problem. No problem at all.
It brings back a lot of good memories.
Let's do this. Tabitha, plug where people can find you, if anywhere.
Well, I don't have my own podcast. I just kind of guest around on other people's podcasts. So if you want to shout at me, you can find me on Twitter at Tabitha T. Rex. And otherwise, you can go to Google and just type in Tabitha Carlisle podcast, and different episodes will pop up from things that I've been on. And recently I guested on Joe versus the Minute, where they talk about Joe versus the Volcano. So that's a recent one that's out right now. You can hear me on, and also was on this season of That Minute. And so you can hear me on there as well.
Awesome. Very, very cool. And as for this show, everybody, follow us on all social media platforms at D5 The Mighty Ducks. You can find me at Riley2106. And you can rate and review this show on all podcasting platforms. So please do spread the word. We're having fun here, and a movie's only going to go up from here. All right. So, Tabitha, thank you so much for coming on the show. This was a lot of fun.
Thanks again for having me.
No problem at all. And thank you all for listening. Next week, we have on Travis Bowe from The Real Comic Heroes coming on next week to continue on with our movie. So, till then, thank you all for tuning in today, and we'll see you next week. Have a good day, everybody.
And when everyone says it can't be done, ducks fly together.